prepare to receive away team.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, On the Road.
Hello. So we just got out of seeing the Illumination Entertainment animated movie, Sing!
Starring the voices of Matthew McConaughey, Reese Witherspoon,
Seth MacFarlane,
Taron Egerton,
and a bunch of other people, Jennifer Hudson,
Scarlett Johansson.
Yep. All those.
All those people. I don't know if they do all their own singing in this.
But they definitely, well, you know.
Star-studded.
Star-studded, that's for sure. And so I cried. I had been excited about this movie. There were certain parts where I cried. I know that there were certain parts which were obvious, you know, tropes, but that was okay. In an animated film, that's when you kind of let yourself get away with that.
Well, plot-wise, it's about Mr. Moon, who owns the Moon Theater, who's a koala bear, and he decides to host a singing competition with a unexpectedly large cash prize because his secretary can't type.
Amongst other things.
Amongst other things.
Or but, keep her eye in her socket.
Or keep her eye in her socket. So, and he, a variety of different animals, because this takes place in an animal universe, you know, audition for the show and they perform. So,
what do you
think? Follows the,
what do you think, Carol?
And it follows this, the stories of the different people who make it to the finals.
I'm not going to say I disliked it. I will say I disliked very, very much the character of Mike the Mouse. Every time that character was on the screen, I hated it.
Played by Seth MacFarlane.
Yes. Very good singer.
Voiced by Seth MacFarlane.
I don't know if he actually sings the voice, too.
Yeah, he does.
Mike is a very crooner mouse, Frank Sinatra-type mouse. I just did not like that character so much that every time they focused on him, my enjoyment of the movie went down a little bit.
Huh.
Other than that, I thought it was very trope. There was a lot of tropes in there. There's not a whole lot that surprises you, but it's very enjoyable, and the music's really good, and the singing's really good, and it's a feel-good movie. That was my one critique, is that character just really did nothing for me, and every time he was on the screen, I was like, oh, no. It's that little rat bastard again.
But that's kind of what they wanted you to feel a little bit about him, although
True.
Some people may like him. He was definitely not the hero of the story in any way.
No.
Yeah, it's a very large ensemble cast. But yeah, I liked it overall. And I think definitely a movie for kids. That was probably the majority of our sneak peek audience was kids.
Much to our chagrin.
Much to our chagrin at a lot of times. But,
I don't mind if you bring your kids to the movie and they like exclaim something when something's really great or something, and they go, ooh, or clap or yell or something. But to constantly whine through the entire film, just please, if that's your child, don't take them to the movies.
No. If your child does not know how to sit through the movie, then you should not be bringing your child to the movie.
Right. If your child can't sit through a movie at home without mommy, 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 don't take them to a theater.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a free screening. I'm not going to judge that too hard. I don't judge the movie for that.
Good.
No. I judge the parents for that. But overall, I think it's a good family film. Take your kids to see it. Some good acting, voice acting. I didn't even recognize Matthew McConaughey's voice for a little while. It took a little while for that Texas drawl to creep into the koala's voice. So it's definitely not a standard all right performance.
Was Taron Egerton, was he the one in the ski movie that we saw last year?
Yes, he was Eddie the Eagle. And he was also in Kingsman. He was the lead in Kingsman.
Yeah. Still Eddie the Eagle to me. Okay, I like that even better. I knew I knew the name. I didn't know why I need it. So, and your thoughts?
Yeah, like I said, I thought it was really fun. I was singing near the end and clapping and kind of clapping my leg, tapping along with everything. So, by the end of it, I was really into it when it gets to the finale. So, I think that's definitely worth it. And it's got a lot of those feel-good moments and things like that. And it is a little formulaic, but it's okay. It's a holiday movie and it's a singing competition, so we kind of we kind of know what to expect with that, so.
Yeah.
Go see it.
I definitely would recommend go seeing it. And this is definitely one that you could also watch at home and not be missing too much.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably as an adult, you will actually be able to hear it at home. Yeah.
Yeah.
And visually, I mean, it's nice. It's good animation. Uh-huh. Particularly, you know, considering they're syncing up to singing. But it's not anything extraordinary that you have to see on the big screen.
No.
I think I got spoiled this year with animated movies because Zootopia was such an unexpected treat and Moana was really just visually stunning that this one is just kind of like, oh, that's good animation.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely I wasn't all about the animation as much as I was about the singing.
It was a good, very, very good soundtrack.
Yeah. I was disappointed a couple of times that once we finally heard certain people's songs, they had to intersperse the story with it. And so I felt like I wanted to hear the song that the one girl was singing, the rock song.
Yeah.
And you couldn't hear all of it. So, and I wasn't sure that the lyrics actually made sense to me, but that's okay.
But it's a rock song.
But it's a rock song, and that's what happens. So overall, your grade?
I would give it a B.
I would give it an A minus, B plus.
Yeah, I'd give it a solid B. Absolutely.
I was very happy to see it, and I definitely wasn't disappointed, but there have been better movies. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
That's why I give it a B. But definitely worth, you know, taking the kids to. Just be aware that kids are going to get lost on some of the phrasings and the jokes, and so therefore... And some of the older songs.
Right.
And so, therefore, their interest is going to wane. So, if you're in a theater with a lot of kids, just be expecting that.
Yep.
So, all right. That is us. Out.
Woo. Bye.
Bye.